Good evening, and welcome to Destiny, the open door. This is Tammy Dennis speaking, and I come before you on this evening with our online spiritual guidance, prayer, and decree session for this evening, Thursday. This great night that we find ourselves in has been a true test and a testimony of trying to look for content of what would be right, even going back into pre-recordings, trying to find what would be a great inspiration on this evening. But the Masters of Light have spoken. They would like for me to trudge on, even when there are things blocking the process. And so we thank the mighty beings of light for coming in to assist me on this evening. Isaiah 53:5 states, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed." Beloved Sanat Kimura reminded us of beloved Jesus' great attainments since his ascension, which, as you can remember the words of the Master Jesus, and you use them with a sincere call to him, so shall you learn much and become aware of the mighty gifts he can bestow and still bestow upon you, and the greater heights of power to which he has attained since the morning of his resurrection and the moment of his ascension. For 2,000 years he has gone on in the ever-expanding glory of his cosmic service to life, ever increasing the power of his activities of the sacred fire and his love to the earth. What is interesting about Thursdays is that the company of heaven that sits on that six-ray tier of heaven project down to Mother Earth the qualities of the resurrection and ministration and service to our blessed planet, in the areas of peace, restoration, recovery of that which is our four lower body systems, in an effort to attain the ascension. And so on today, I would like to express to you all of the service work that I do, and also our topic of the hour for our spiritual guidance prelude is service, the law of service. For over 30 plus years, I have been building up a beautiful momentum of service work for humanity in the areas of my time being partitioned out and working for the church since I was a young girl, transcribing, dictating, and also just a hearer of music, being able to hear the tones and play the piano and play the violin. The string instrument was within me as a young girl, and I kept on with singing the gospels and also singing for Christ. As time went on, I was able to work behind the scenes for different churches and just giving my time and wherever they needed me. And as I am today, founder of Destiny, the Open Door, it took a milestone to get here. Many milestones, and the resolvement of what you see on today, the many videos, the many audios, the material, the writings, the researching that went into many hours of building that firm foundation, which is Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teaching. So I just want you to know, if you are that one that does not know what to do with thyself, ask the mighty I Am Presence to assist you in trying to understand what your life journey and purpose is for being. On yesterday, we talked about life's purpose. On today, we are continuing on in that resolve to understand our life's purpose and what God wants us to do with our lives. And so I would like for you to tap inward and talk to your God presence within and ask, Mighty I Am Presence, please assist me in what it is I need to do with my life so that I can go forth and assist humanity in whatever way that is going to bring about my passion as Christ had passion and compassion. Christ had compassion enough as he walked among many, and he had such a compassionate heart. I want also to have that same heart of compassion within my ability to do the things that he has done, to be able to do what it is in my own unique voyage throughout this walk of life. And so I need assistance on today. Please assist me. in whatever capacity that is constructive and not destructive for humanity. Beloved, I am. And so that is what you need to take with you on today, to have that compassionate heart and trying to find what it is that your life purpose truly is and what it is about your life that is so significant to others. You already know in the back of the recesses of your mind what that truly is. And so all you have to do now is ask the beloved Christ within you for the assistance so that the heavens will be able to hear your call to them. And as they answer your call, just watch what the heavens will do. Mighty I Am Presence is always there. Yes. So let us start our preamble for today. When you use the words in the short preamble to begin a decree, state the following in the name of my beloved, mighty, I Am Presence. Higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, come visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us, hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. Come. Psalms 107:20 states, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Our decree declaration for the hour is this. Beloved Mighty, I Am Presence, and beloved Master Jesus, take me into your great temple of light and healing flame tonight. Take me into your temple, your great temple of light and healing flame tonight while I sleep. Charge me while I am there
with the feeling of my ability to do the things you have done. See, I bring back your full conscious use and memory of that flame in the morning. May the healing angels clothe me with your great cosmic flame and let me come back and render a service in the outer world through radiation, which will make everyone upon earth know and feel the reality of your presence and your power. Help me go forward in your victorious accomplishment for the freedom of all life forever. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. And our spiritual guidance prelude comes out of the book of Shambhala, Hierarchy, Mankind, the Great Triangle. The teachings of the Tibetan master Dzogchen Khol by Alice Bailey, put together by Anne Rose Kunze, pages 324 to 326. The Law of Service. The Law of Service is the governing law of the future and embodies the new technique in past ages. It was the service of one's own soul, with the emphasis upon one's own individual salvation, which engrossed the attention of the aspirant. Naught else was considered. Then came the period wherein the service of the master and also of one's own soul was considered of dominant interest. The master was served and duty to him emphasized, because thereby the salvation of the individual was aided. Now a new note is sounding forth, the note of growth through the service of the race and through a cultivated self-forgetfulness. We come now to the consideration of the law of the soul, which is intended to govern all soul activity. It is the law of service. However, before we elaborate this theme, there are three things which I seek to say and which merit our careful attention. The science of service, which is a definite technique of at-one-ment, atonement. We shall now consider the broad outlines of this science, for it is the major releasing factor in the disciple's life. This law of service is something which may not be escaped. Evasion brings its penalties. If that evasion is conscious, ability to serve marks a definite stage of advanced upon the path, and until that stage is reached, spontaneous service rendered in love and guided by wisdom cannot be given. This law is the imposition upon the planetary rhythm of certain energies and impulses which emanate from that sign of the zodiac into which we are steadily moving. Therefore, there is no escape. It is the effect of this force which in some countries is regimenting the masses in such a way that the individual serves the group by a forced negation of his personal self. His own ideas, his own personal well-being, and his own individuality are subordinated to the whole, and he is rendered relatively futile from the angle of his soul unfoldment. He is forced to conform, willingly or unwillingly, to group conditions. This law of service was expressed for the first time fully by the Christ 2,000 years ago. He was the forerunner of the Aquarian Age, and hence his constant emphasis upon the fact that he was the water of life, the living water which men needed, hence the esoteric name of this law is that of water in the fishes. The idea of service is, at this time, the major idea to be grasped. For in grasping it, we open ourselves wide to the new incoming influences. The law of service is the expression of the energy of a great life who, in cooperation with him in whom we live and move and have our being, is subjecting the human family to certain influences and streams of energy which will eventually do three things. Number one, awaken the heart center in all aspirants and disciples. Awaken the heart center in all aspirants and disciples. Number two, enable emotionally polarized humanity to focus intelligently in the mind. Enable emotionally polarized humanity to focus intelligently in the mind. And number three, transfer the energy of the solar plexus into the heart. Transfer the energy of the solar plexus into the heart. This unfolding of what we might call the consciousness of the heart, or the development of true feeling is the first step towards group awareness. This group awareness and this identification with the feeling aspect of all groups is the quality which leads to service, a service to be rendered as the masters render it, and as the Christ demonstrated it for us in Galilee. What are the characteristics of the true server? He will be distinguished as might be expected by the quality of harmlessness and by an active refraining. From those acts and that speech which might hurt or cause any misunderstanding, by no word, by no suggestion, by no implication, innuendos, or voiced dissatisfaction will he hurt his group. You will note that I do not say will not hurt any individual. Those working under the law of service need no reminder not to hurt any individual. The characteristic is a willingness to let others serve as seems best to them, knowing that the life flowing through the individual server must find its own channels and outlets, and that direction of these currents can be dangerous and prevent the rendering of the intended service. What effect does service have upon the mind, the emotions, and the etheric body? It must be remembered that it is through its effects that the scientists of the future will begin to deduce the effectual existence of an inner cause, of an inner reality, or of a self or soul. The unselfish, spiritually oriented man integrates the various aspects of himself into one functioning whole, but the focus of his activity is contribution, not acquisition. Contribution, not acquisition. And by the working of the higher law, the law of service, he becomes integrated, not only as a human being within the radius of the prevalent civilization, but also into that wider and more inclusive world of conscious activity, which we call the kingdom of God. The servant seeks to work with the law of evolution. This is important. This is an important thing to note. The wise server after action, pays no attention to what his fellow servants say, provided his superiors, either incarnating men and women or the great ones themselves, prove content or silent. He cares not if the result is not that which he anticipated, provided that he faithfully did the highest thing he knew. He cares not if reproach and reproof assails him, provided his inner self remains calm and non-accusing. He cares not if he loses friends, relatives, children, the popularity once enjoyed, and the approbation of his infringing associates, provided his inner sense of contact with those who guide and lead remains unbroken. Be cares not if he seems to work in the dark and is conscious of little result from his labors, provided the inner light increases and his conscience has naught to say. So the path of the aspirant, to me, is one who does labor and does not worry about a thing, does not have discontent, disdain, contention, discomfort in the mind or the heart, but one that does labor, tedious labor, continuous labor, a continuum that goes on and on throughout his walk of life with no complaint. Because in that passion of service work, the desire to continue on laboring for Christ, that is it. The continuum of laboring for Christ is compassion. One does not argue. One does not complain. One does not even worry about how tired he may be or she may be. They continue on giving of self. Our prayer supplication for the hour is this. In the name of the mighty beloved, I am presence. We call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. We give praise and thanks to the ascended master Chohan, Lady Nada, Archangel Uriel, Archei Aurora, Elohim Peace, and Lady Compliment Aloha, and all the legions of angels of the Sixth Ray Band of Light who offer to our planet and all life everywhere the qualities of the resurrection, resurrecting the earth and all thereon back into a state of eternal peace. This divine essence of peace is the stillness of every hour, the tranquility of the moment, and the serenity of basking in the quietude of the resurrection flame. When you go deep into the heart of the great, great silence, in this realm, you become very still in a meditative state as the sun enters the new day, where all is quiet and very positive. Just allow the sun presence to come forth and shine your being and world into its comfortable state now. As we rest in that space of radiance, let us allow entrance to our beloved God presence. We must be so filled with love that we become the healing presence wherever we abide to assist others. Charge us, each one, with Jesus Christ's fire presence of eternal perfection. And know that that fire blazes there until it changes everything into the dynamic, positive love, which is the perfection of the Ascended Master's octave. This is what our world needs in order to have peace, in order to render a service for humanity. This fire has to come into physical conditions as each individual make their heartfelt call of the fire presence of Jesus or the great angel or the Elohim, or any of the cosmic beings, or the ascended masters, you will immediately feel a dynamic, positive force coming to you that carries the feeling of the heavenly host mastery in that sacred fire. Each time you make that call, that flame shall come and make you feel its control over every condition in the physical world until destruction lets go and distress and limitations and mistakes and problems are driven into the violet consuming flame, which is the sacred fire, until they are purified, until they are made whole, and all is given back into the possession and control of the higher mental body. Let us marinate on that for a moment as we allow for you to submit your personal prayers at this current time. Just give in to mighty I Am Presence. All right now, we thank the beloved mighty I Am Presence for answering this, our every call to you. And we also thank the legions of mighty light, the ascended masters, Jesus Christ, Lady Master Nada, and all who serve in the Temple of Resurrection. It is so done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. And our affirmation for tonight is this: I am Jesus Christ's light. I am Jesus Christ's light. I am Jesus Christ light. 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 Allow Jesus to clothe each of you with His love. He holds you with His energy of the sacred fire. Jesus protects and blesses you and holds you sustained until the victory of your own blessed I Am Presence takes its dominion in you, and you go forward to your appointed destiny and mastery through the power of that sacred fire. And our closing remark is this: allow our beloved Jesus to clothe you tonight in the dynamic force of His fire presence of eternal perfection. Within it is His feeling and victory and power of mastery of the cosmic Christ, which He now is sending forth into each and every one of you. May the fire of His love keep its dynamic power around you as its protection and supply and limitless assistance until you come forth face to face with the heavenly host while yet as you are unascended. May the hour come quickly wherein we may accomplish that which must be done in our service work for humanity under those conditions in which will forever bring us great joy and boundless victory of the light of God and the great central sun. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. We thank you all for listening on tonight. I hope you all have received what you needed to receive from this message on tonight. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings, signing off. May the grace of God continue to bless you and all of your family. May the light of God reign forever supreme in your world. And may the peace of God, the resurrection of God, the ministration and service of God always be with you in the coming days. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved.